It probably started when I was pregnant with my son. We were in Nova Scotia. My whole life, I don't know why or how, I always knew when I had babies, I was going to have a midwife. And when that time came for me, midwifery wasn't regulated. It wasn't publicly funded in Nova Scotia. It was pay out of pocket, and I couldn't afford it. So I had a doctor and who went on vacation the day I went into labor, so I didn't have a known care provider. I had nurses, you know, coming in and out. It really was the farthest thing from what I had always dreamt it would be. So I got more involved with what was going on with Nova Scotia, with midwifery. As an aspiring midwife, the midwives back home were very open to me being involved with the association. Regulation was being put forward, so I got to be a part of that. And then it was just trying to continue to move to Toronto, because there's Toronto's the closest English-speaking midwifery program to the East Coast. So I'm not sure. I just felt like there was a gap that existed and that I could fill it. I felt like it's something that I could be really good at. My great-grandmother was a traditional midwife. It just all felt like the right thing to do.